golden path. I was confronted by a mysterious specter. He pointed to the graveyard.
Ah. go clap bang. And I say hi, throw up your thing. Move to the beat, do the two-step swing. And if you don't dance, fuck it, go bang. Chain gang, flip the main. At the parties, link insane. Princess in this so frame, my name. Try to come near me, this shit gon' bang. Living in chains, let me loose. But I don't get drunk on the shit called booze.
Hello, you're listening to Piñata Hour here at SkillRootStudios.com. This is Lee, your host, and Frank LePaul.
Hola.
So, Neil, what was that, man?
That was Neil Young, Transformer Man.
That was really nice. Here in studios tonight, we have Jillinger. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Right. What a weather, huh?
Yeah.
So, what is Jillinger? What are you from?
I'm from Chicken Shack on a beach on a island in the Caribbean called Trinidad.
Nice. Yeah, you were telling me about that last week.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Yeah, far from home.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
Same here, man. Yeah. Same here. I'm from far from home.
Yeah.
But this is it, man. I think this is where dreams come true, right?
Yeah. They told me before I came out here that these streets were paved with cheese, so I know. We see how that goes, you know?
How long you been out here, man?
I've been in LA right now for about a year.
Nice.
It's just over a year. I came out last summer. But I've been in the States for some time before that.
Nice. Have you been to the East Coast?
Yeah, I used to live in New York, so
okay.
That's where I defected from. So
the East to the West.
Yeah, and now I'm here.
So, cool, man. Yeah.
Weather's a little better. Traffic sucks. But,
yeah.
You know.
But the weather's nice.
Yeah, except for when it's raining like
it's
today.
It's just today. The rest of the week it's like 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah. It's chill, so. Yeah.
And for our listeners out there, we're going to play four tracks of Jillinger about, not right now, but in a few seconds.
Yeah.
We're going to get this. Anytime we got those ready, we're going to play some of that.
I'm starting a label, and it's called Feel Up Recordings, because for the last year and a half or so, I've been meeting a lot of kids all over the place who have a lot of talent, and just to kind of use my relationships and my links, you know, to kind of get that music out there. So it's mostly going to be from artists that I work with, a guy, Go Dreamer from Atlanta, Richie Beretta from New York, fellow from Amsterdam, and some kids called Black Tiger Sex Machine from Montreal. Yeah, pretty awesome names.
That's a badass name.
Yeah. These guys have pretty awesome names. And I mean, their songs are just as good as their names are, you know? So, I mean, I'm kind of shit at production right now. I'll get there. But these guys, you know, they have their thing going on. So these are some of the guys that I've been working with, you know? And there's tons of other people as well that we've been working with, you know, over the last year or so. So we just want to start getting some of that stuff out, you know, throw it out there and see what sticks.
And how you see LA here? Have you feel like you've been welcome here in LA? Or?
I do a lot of stuff with Mad Decent and with Diplo. And I first came out last year because they moved their whole operation out here. So a bunch of guys moved here from New York and from Philadelphia and so on.
Right.
So I came out, I was like, yo, let me come out here and check it out, you know. And when I first came out, I disliked it. I didn't like it at all. Traffic sucks.
Yeah.
you gotta drive everywhere. There's no public transport.
Yeah, it sucks.
Everything shuts down at 2. It was mad weird. Everything's far away. It's the first time. I remember I was at my house and I called up my friend and I said, yo, can you come pick me up? And he said, where are you? I said, well, I was in East Hollywood at the time. He's like, yo, that's like 8 miles away. And it's the first time. I was like, what does that even mean? You know, speak to me in minutes, you know? But, you spend some time, it kind of blows your mind coming from a place like New York that's really small, and you can take a cab everywhere or take a train or a bus or whatever.
I mean, they got cabs here, but...
But you don't want to take a cab.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to get that punch in your face. You know?
Ride a bike.
Ride a bike.
So I ride my bike. Yo, well, that's it. I used to live in Venice. I used to ride my bike from Venice to downtown, you know? I ride my bike anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I know some really hardcore riders.
Yeah. I'm not even like a crazy rider like that. I just... It's an easy ride, you know? It's
good exercise, you know? You get to clear your mind.
Yeah.
So
I'm here now.
So you're going to be hanging out in LA then for a while then.
Yeah. So I spend most of my time here, you know.
Can you talk to those guys, Diplo, especially Diplo? He's just like, he's been out there for a long time.
Diplo's been doing his thing, you know. Yeah. Switch is doing his thing, you know. Switch is in LA as well. He's been putting in a lot of work, you know. And yeah, everybody's just trying to get it, you know.
How do they, like, come on about you? They're like, hey, man, you want to, like, hang on with that and do stuff together?
Well, it was mad weird. When Switch was working on MIA's last, not this last record, but the one before, the one where she had like Paper Planes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They went to India And after India, she was living in New York at the time, and she got kicked out of the States. They revoked her visa because they said her dad was a terrorist, so she was a threat.
Jeez.
Yeah, so
okay.
So growing up in London, people always told her she looked like a Trinidadian. So she was just like, I'm going to come to Trinidad. We had a friend in common, and they ended up coming down to Trinidad, and we had a really weird fun time, and we just kind of kept in touch through that, you know.
Yeah.
And here I am.
Also, being from Trinidad, from that part of the island side, is it also a good influence on your music?
Well, I mean, there's loads of music down there. It's pretty much what we live and breathe, you know.
Right.
I mean, Carnival takes up like 6 to 8 months of the year, you know.
What?
It's Carnival, but the actual parade is 2 days. It's a street parade that's 2 days, Monday and Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. So it's like spring. It's a spring festival. But before that, you have like a full week of parties, and then you have big concerts and festivals every weekend, and then you have the bands announce what they're gonna parade as in June or July. So you have parties from June or July for a festival that's gonna take place in next February or March, and then coming up to like Christmas time, you know, you get more and more parties every year.
How many of those parties have you been to?
Too many, dude. I mean, they're crazy. It's like 8,000 people, 10,000 people at times, you know.
And I'm sure they're like from all over the world, right?
Well, no, this is the thing, that all the talent is local. It's all local talent. Mm. It's kind of like Brazil. The only thing I tell people is that I think that ours is way more fun, only because in Brazil the carnival is only for the samba schools.
Right, it's a competition.
It's a competition. In Trinidad, anybody can take part.
When they compete on everything, like the dancer, the costume, the sound, the drumming.
In Brazil, it's kind of like it's bragging rights for your community. You know, like each community has a big samba school, and these samba schools spend a whole lot of money.
It's like soccer to them. Soccer.
You know, but in Trinidad, we just like to have a good party. You know, right. So that's what's happening down there right now, forever.
Sounds like a fun city.
Yeah, it is.
We should go.
No doubt. It is a pretty awesome place to visit, you know. And there's lots of culture. There's lots of, because you have a lot of people from around the world that have settled there. There's loads of food, and of course the music. The music is crazy, you know. So
yeah, man. Talking about music too, it's like, I heard so much about you, but like, you know what? I heard from other rappers about you, about other people, but I never heard your music. Then when I heard your music, I was like, oh, okay, this is cool.
Yeah, I try to play like a cross between, I try to play like white people friendly Caribbean music. People laugh at me when I say that. I kind of play like a cross between like dance music.
What can it be? Mexican friendly people.
It can be Mexican friendly. But the thing is, like, you guys are kidding. You guys have like your own thing happening right now with cumbia, you know, and I mean Mumbaton, which has kind of brought focus back around to the Latin sound, you know. So I try to you know, play some of that stuff as well, but I also try to play a lot of like soca music and dancehall.
So you said soca?
Yeah.
That's a good beat. I like soca beat.
Yeah. Some people are super into it, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to we got those ready?
Yeah.
All right, so let's play the first two tracks.
The first song is, so the first guy is a guy called Go Dreamer from Atlanta. Uh-huh. And he's actually like a rapper producer. So like he does like a lot of his own singing and production as well. Yeah. So this is one of his songs that's going to be coming on a mixtape that we're putting together for him right now called She Wanna Be You. So maybe some girls will like it. Let's see.
Let's check it out. All right, so let's go ahead and do it.
I'm internationally known, and I'm here to rock a microphone. I go by the D-R-E-A-M-E-R. A go dream, a go well, I guess I will approach her. Cause shawty, she's bad from head to toe. Like she posed for Vogue. She
cold, like a smash of wheat. Miss Jackie cute and no spurry walls. I gotta get to the degree. Some shouted, what's up? It's nice to meet ya. And you still won't tell me your name? Well, I believe in mysteries. Put the picture out the frame, frame. Persuasion, my black Caucasian who all came to get down. And if you're Spanish or you're Italian, I'm about to tune you into this sound. Cause this your party, this your jam. And like a domino, I came to slam. Yeah, I go ham on the beat, on the street. I'm about to ride that thing like a bicycle seat. Cause she's going, she's going, she's gone. Until the lights come on. Cause Saudi, she fit like a brick with two cooler lips, like she's straight from the Amazon. So Saudi, what's up? It's nice to meet ya. But you still won't tell me your name? Well, I believe in mysteries, perfect picture out the frame. Swaggerama.
Yeah.
Shout out. That was really nice.
That's my boy Fellow from Amsterdam.
That's the second song.
Yeah, the second song is by Fellow. Myself and Fellow did that one actually. I went out to Amsterdam last year, and he's this kid that I met with when I went to Aruba one time, and he has a crazy like all analog studio in Amsterdam with a full band room, and he has a band as well called Data Panic, and Data Panic's a really good band. And I said to him,
write that down, Frank LePaul. Write that down.
Yeah, definitely. And I said to him, you should start doing like weird club music. And he said, let's do it right now. So we did that track. And I'm going to be going out to Amsterdam in November again to do some more stuff with him. He has a full EP that is available for free on his website. I think it's www.originalfellow.com. So you can check out Original Fellow and download some more funny Caribbean dance music that we made.
I was looking at your, I Google your name.
Yeah.
And I saw, you've been playing a lot of shows, like big, cool shows. Notice you've been playing a lot with Major Lazer.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I got to pay that rent, dog.
Nah, yeah.
You know? I do some of the Major Lazer shows. I MC some of the Major Lazer shows when Scarrett's a crazy dude with the yellow hair. I MC some of the shows that Scarrett can't make. So I'm kind of like a B team MC for Major Lazer. But it's a bit different because I mean I don't know if you've ever seen Scarrett or if you've seen videos of him. But he's like a really intense guy. He's probably one of the best MCs I've ever seen, you know. And he has a lot of stage presence and a lot of.
He says Flow Mac.
Say what?
He says Flow Mac.
Flow Mac.
Flow Mac.
What is that?
It's like he jumps from the. Are you talking about the guy with?
He jumps off of stuff.
Yeah.
Constantly.
On stage, he literally brings like a big ladder and jumps.
Yeah, he has a big ladder and he jumps on women, he jumps on the crowd. He jump on whatever, you know. But he's a pretty amazing dude, you know. But I can't do what he does, but I try to hold.
I mean, musically, it's like, man, you got it right.
Yeah, yeah.
I love those two songs.
Yeah. These two tracks are well produced.
I want to hear them again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we have two more tracks of you.
Yeah.
We're going to play them later.
Cool.
So if anybody want to ask him questions or anything like that, be part of the show. You can call 1-800-893-9562. We have a Jillionaire here in our studios. SkidRowStudios.com.
Yep.
SkidRowStudios.com. All right, so Frank LePaul is going to go ahead and play some mix. We're going to come back and play those two later, right?
Awesome.
All right, man. Go ahead, Frank LePaul.
tocando bonito.
नाचे नाचे कोई वहां आहा नाचे नाचे सारे हंसी आहा नाचे नाचे सारे जवां आहा नाचे नाचे
औवा औवा
I
That's nice. That's a nice mix you throw there, man.
Man.
Are you going to do something like that tonight, La Cita?
Yeah, I'm going to play some of that.
La Cita tonight.
When this song was playing, I was imagining myself like running down a highway.
I like that.
60 miles an hour.
Ding, ding, ding. I like the bells on it.
Yeah.
We got Gillionaire asking Frank LaPoe, hey, what was that?
Yeah.
I like that song.
yeah, I like anything that
you should give me your email. I could just,
yeah,
you
anything
know.
Anything that has I got to some do weird with coconuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on it.
So tonight we have La Cita, we have a hippish hop with Verbs, Icy Lights. We're going to have a DJ set by Kinfinity, Bizarre, and this is at La Cita, 336 South Hill Street in Los Angeles, right here down the street.
La Cita.
You go. And also we're going to have DJ Frank LaPaul and Frank LaPaul and DJ Beaks from Icy Lights. He's going to be. And then Thursday, tomorrow, we're going to have Purple Crush, Kate Crash, DJ Gingy, and Bianca Oblivion, El Social, and that's going to be at Hermosillo Club in 5125 York Boulevard in Highland Park. It's actually in York and 52nd Street.
52nd.
Hermosillo Club in Highland Park.
That place is crazy. I like that place.
Yeah. Too bad you couldn't play, man. We were all looking forward to that.
I'm going to come back.
Yeah, you will. What else do we have? In October 13, Alpha MC, J. Ross, Wet Mango, DJ Illuminati. DJ Funky Graffish. Is that how you say it?
Graffish.
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 Like graffiti, but fish.
Yeah. He likes fish, I guess.
Those DJs have some amazing names.
Graffish.
DJ Jin G.
Fuck it, I'm going to be Bruce Lee. DJ yeah. Bruce Lee.
Yeah, so tonight's La Cita, man. So you going to be Bruce Lee? I feel like Bruce Lee right now. Really, I feel like I'm all rip, but no, I'm not.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah. So, what's up, dude? Jillionaires in the what's house.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was that's busy. Cool, I was busy looking at girls on Facebook.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Facebook, there's an addiction. There's places you can go in there and tell them your problem about Facebook.
Oh, for real?
Nah.
I wish. That sounds expensive.
You know what I like about your Facebook page is that you describe yourself as black metal, Japanese classic music, tropical.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. That sounds like a drink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I did a party the other day and a friend of mine showed up and he's like, yo, we just gotta drink Coco Losos all night and just be mad tropical, you know? he said yeah, it's like Coppertone, you know, just drink it down. So and when I do shows, I drink like a whole bottle of Malibu coconut rum. So
damn,
yeah.
Now I know.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah.
So okay, so we have we got two tracks, right?
Yeah. So the next two tracks are by two other artists that I've been working with and two very close friends of mine. The first one is called All I Do, and it's by Black Tiger Sex Machine. Who have the best?
Wow,
they've got the best name. Yeah, they got the best name ever. And it's these three kids in Montreal. They throw amazing parties. They do these crazy theme parties. So like every time they do a party, they dress up as a theme, and they're really good DJs.
No matter what time of the year, it's always
They do it once a month, and it's crazy, and it goes nuts. And every time they do it, they have a theme, and one was like. Shit, I can't even remember. Just like
dress like a Smurf night or something.
Yeah, basically, yeah. They have like that's yeah. it. They had one that was like some kind of like leprechaun shit, and they all dress
like a wee leprechaun,
yeah, basically.
That's cool.
And they also really talented producers as well, and they're just super good, awesome kids doing crazy stuff in Montreal. And the second track is called Baxter. And that's one that you guys are really gonna like, and it's by my boy Richie Barretta in New York. And Richie is a crazy producer.
Baxter.
And we've been working with a bunch of up and coming artists in New York as well. We've been working with Sherry Lilly, who's also really fun. We signed a new project with this girl called Brooke, and we just have a couple of things that we're working on. You know, just trying to. Do fun stuff and, you know, all come up together. So it's All I Do by Black Tiger Sex Machine and Richie Barretta's Baxter.
Nice. Usually you are listening to this song here in Piñata Hour at SkidRowStudios.com. Go ahead.
los años 1600, cuando el tirano mandó las calles de Cartagena, aquella historia.
Icy Lice, they just dropped by right now and brought us some delicious tacos. I already ate four of them.
Straight up taqueria, dude.
It's sweet. What do you think, Jillionaire?
Yum, yum.
They're great.
Yeah.
They were great.
All right, dude. So we're gonna say goodbye to Jillionaire, but before we do that, I wanted to ask him about here. Like, it says that you also do photography, some design, and some filmmaking, or is there any of those where can we go see that?
Man, I haven't taken a picture in a really long time. I had a professional camera for a year, and I take it with me everywhere I went.
Yeah.
But it was just like mad obnoxious, so I got rid of it in January. But I'm about to, and then I started taking film pictures. So I took like all these film pictures, and then I have eight rolls of film at my house that I have to develop.
Jeez.
But I need to like sort my life out. I'm finishing up my website right now that's gonna feature like not just like my music stuff, but like a couple of my other creative projects as well.
Right.
And I wrote a couple screenplays that I'm still trying to get funded and stuff like that.
You're kind of like all over the place too, huh?
I just like to do fun stuff, you know? I like to collaborate as well. So, like, for the Go Dreamer project, which was the first song that I played, we're going to be doing a couple music videos for that. So, just working on that type of stuff as well, you know? So, just kind of getting it in, you know? And trying to have fun with it.
What are your plans right now? I mean, after I hear you're gonna go to Europe.
I'm gonna go home to Trinidad first next week to see my mom, hang on my mom for a little bit.
Nice.
And then I go to Europe end of November for a month. I'll be in Scotland, England, Italy, France, Switzerland.
You're gonna be playing in those?
Just like playing songs.
You got all that set up already?
It should be fun. And seeing my friends and mostly like working on music as well, you know. It's kind of
First time going out?
It's my second time going out there. But, well, I mean, I've been second time going out there to DJ. And, yeah, shout to the cops right now.
Yeah. The police.
What's going on out there?
Yeah.
The police.
They heard about the free tacos.
Yeah, I live downtown for a couple of weeks last summer. And, yeah, that was the one thing that cops would just come by. It would just be, like, cops constantly fire truck. I'm just like, what's burning down in L.A. that there's a fire truck going past my window, you know, once a day? But, yeah, I'm going to go to Europe and just do some promo, you know, for like, the label stuff and do some parties and that type of thing, you know?
Have
some
Well, dude, when you get back, we'll try to set up something for you.
Most definitely, come by Piñata and hang out. And I want to... come by that crazy Mexican bar and
that's a crazy well.
Yeah. You're talking about La Cita, right?
No, yeah, I've come to La Cita too, but no, that one in Highland Park that we went to.
Oh, with the neon lights and the palm trees.
Yeah, Omosio Club, yeah, that place is crazy.
That's fucking bla-
Say it with the voice.
So tomorrow, we're going to have a social tomorrow at Omosio Club.
Yeah.
Omosio Club, it's in up in York Boulevard in 52nd.
El Hermosillo Club.
In Highland Park.
Where you get the michelada especial.
Con la michelada especiales.
Yeah, we're going to have specials there too.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Purple Crush and Cake Crash. They're all crashing tonight. Yeah. Well, tomorrow night.
Purple
Crush.
I met that girl one time, Purple Crush. She's good.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? All right. So listen, everybody... Feeling there saying that we should go.
Thanks for the tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. These tacos have officially saved my life.
Yeah.
Hey, Jillian, I just want to say thank you for coming down to the show.
Thanks for
coming
me.
Down to Piñata Hour. And go ahead and enjoy your taco. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Good. Very good.
Yeah.
And so anytime, you know, when you get back on a tour, you know, hit us up. We're here every Wednesday, man.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, we wish you good luck on your tour and in your adventure.
Yeah, it should be fun. I just hope
you drop him some meat down there.
Yeah,
don't do that, man.
I know. I get yelled at. One thing, but like if I drop something, is that I'm very thorough, so like I'll pick it all up. But yeah.
All right, so hey guys, tonight don't forget we have a Cita Hippish Hop. We got Icy Lights in the house. We're gonna have Kid Infinity, Verbs. Visa Optimism, a.k.a. Gothic Cholo now, a La Cita tonight for $6. But it's free before 9 p.m. Also, we're going to have DJ Beaks. You're down for that, right?
No.
Beaks and also Frank LeBeau.
Francois.
All right, Frank LeBeau, take us away. Hey, thanks. I want to thank you once again, Chillinger, for coming down. Cool.
My pleasure.
SkillRestudios.com, Piñata, we're going out.
Now here comes daddy.
And here goes mommy.
And here goes mammy.
The baby's pretty.
Sky. Fly, fly, my baby, fly. No matter if you're dead.
a llorar sin anestesia en la camilla. Mi padre solo dijo, es Ana María. Sí, sería el primer canto que me probaría, que mandó las heridas y dándome la batería. Solía ser entonces como un libro abierto, pero leí la letra pequeña del texto, como un arquitecto construyendo cada efecto. Correcto, incorrecto, se aprende todo al respecto. Saber que algunas personas quieren el daño, subir peldaño, toma tiempo, toma año. Con mi peluche mirando lo cotidiano, dibujos transformaban el invierno en gran verano. Papá me regaló bajo mi insistencia un juego que trataba de ocupar de la sentencia. Pero en el patio hicieron la competencia, fue cuando sentí mi primera impotencia. 1970 y 1970 y 1970 1977, no me diga no, pero lo siento. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nace la serpiente. 1977, no me diga no, pero lo siento. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nace la serpiente. Fue una etapa avisar, cuerpos batería y la cabeza guitar. La orquesta narra una tonada quebrada para la mirada de una niña que solo talla espada. Hormona disparada sobre pobladas, información que cambian temporadas, caminas encrucijada. Cada cual en su morada preparaba la carnada, la sagrada diablada de mirada encabronada. Mi fila en la verdad nunca buscó su silla. Mi búsqueda fue mero proceso de pura pila. Pupila de poeta que marcó nuestra saliva en la cordillera que miraba la salida. La parada militar de paso monótono, colores policromos. Los uniformes de poco tono, de tono mi cuestionamiento, la voz y sonó, ¿no? Mi primera rima que sonó y me roló. Mi búsqueda no fue para mi cosa de cenar, fue algo necesario y que marcaba ya mi fallo. Así que tocas más de lo necesario. Fue cuando entendí que todos quieren ser corsario. 1970 y 1970 y 1970.
never saw before. So if you saw from the border, I mean a down in the Mexico, and you wanna get famous, don't hesitate, just look up a cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a cool piano, and a honky-tonk down in Mexico. He wears a purple sash and a black mustache,
and a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
Hey!
Usted logra el sonido total en todas sus dimensiones. No hay duda, los sonidos existen en el espacio. Así.
जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो आसान हो चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो नजरें दीवानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो